if we can.
Aye.
She hugged him a final time, then passed on with her hand resting on Si's sunburned shoulder.
Fare ye well.
Aunt Talitha came last. When she began to kneel, Roland caught her by the shoulders. No, Si, you shall not do. And before Eddie's amazed eyes, Roland knelt before her in the dust of the town square. Will you bless me, old mother? Will you bless all of us as we go our course?
Aye,
she said. There was no surprise in her voice, no tears in her eyes. But her voice throbbed with deep feeling all the same.
I see your heart is true, gunslinger, and that you hold to the old ways of your kind. Aye, you hold to them very well. I bless you and yours, and will pray that no harm will come to ye. Now, take this, if you will.
She reached into the bodice of her faded dress and removed a silver cross at the end of a fine link silver chain. She took it off. Now it was Roland's turn to be surprised. Are you sure? I did not come to take what belongs to you and yours, old mother.
I'm sure can be. I've worn this day and night for over 100 years, gunslinger. Now you shall wear it, and lay it at the foot of the dark tower, and speak the name of Talitha Unwin at the far end of the earth.
She slipped the chain over his head. The cross dropped into the open neck of his deerskin shirt as if it belonged there.
Go now. We have broken bread. We have held palaver. We have your blessing, and you have ours. Go your course in safety. Stand and be true.
Her voice trembled and broke on the last word. Roland rose to his feet, then bowed and tapped his throat 3 times.
Thank ye, Si.
She bowed back, but did not speak. Now there were tears coursing down her cheeks.
Ready? Roland asked.
Eddie nodded. He did not trust himself to speak.
All right, Roland said. Let's go.
They walked down what remained of the town's high street, Jake pushing Susanna's wheelchair. As they passed the last building, Trade and Change, the faded sign read, he looked back. The old people were still gathered about the stone marker, a forlorn cluster of humanity in the middle of this wide, empty plain. Jake raised his hand. Up to this point, he had managed to hold himself in, but when several of the old folks, Si, Bill, and Till, among them, raised their own hands in return, Jake burst into tears himself. Eddie put an arm around his shoulders.
Just keep walking, sport, he said in an uneasy voice. That's the only way to do it.
They're so old, Jake sobbed. How can we just leave them like this? It's not right.
It's Ka, Eddie said without thinking.
Is it? Well, Ka sucks.
Yeah, hard, Eddie agreed. But he kept walking.
So did Jake, and he didn't look back again. He was afraid they would still be there, standing at the center of their forgotten town, watching until Roland and his friends were out of view. And he would have been right.